Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval commented on the International Trade Commission Section 202 ruling on blueberry imports. Duval said the American Farm Bureau Federation is disappointed that the International Trade Commission failed to recognize the damage certain imports are doing to America's hardworking farmers. Seasonal fruit and vegetable farmers face unfair competition from foreign growers, and the decision demonstrates that much work still needs to be done to address international trade imbalances. With the release of USDA's Farm Labor Survey on February 11th, farmers that utilize the H-2A program finally know the minimum wage they must pay their H-2A workers in 2021. Usually, this wage rate, the adverse effect wage rate, is known when the Farm Labor Survey is released in November, but changes in policy that were proposed and then struck down in the courts over the last 4 months delayed the Farm Labor Survey's release, which in turn held up the AEWR announcement. The FLS reveals an average increase of 63 cents per hour, or 4.5% from 2020 to 2021, though there are considerable regional differences. New analysis of EPA data highlights agricultural emissions reductions and the importance of developing new research and technologies to capture more carbon in the cropland and pasture land. The American Farm Bureau Federation's latest market intel also reviews trends in U.S. carbon sequestration as climate-smart farming practices increase. The report reveals that U.S. carbon sinks offset 12% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sequestered 764 million metric tons during 2018, the largest carbon sink involved U.S. forestry lands. It also highlights the fact that cropland productivity has increased by nearly 50% since 1990, while the net emissions flux, the net of carbon emissions and carbon sinks associated with land use and land use changes, has remained consistent. This builds on existing evidence that farmers and ranchers are raising more food, fibers, and producing more renewable fuels using fewer resources and utilizing smarter practices. The Market Intel reports an almost 34 million acre reduction in forest land and cropland since 1990, with a 28 million acre growth in housing and commercial development. New research and technologies are needed to achieve climate goals without jeopardizing production of the world's food, fiber, and fuel. In late October, USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service released its 2019 Pesticide Data Program Summary. The PDP is an ongoing program wherein USDA conducts tests of common commodities to determine to what extent that food may expose a consumer to pesticides. The PDP is a source of high-quality data that represents a national snapshot of the safety of our food supply. And once again, we learned some very good news. For calendar year 2019, nearly 99% of the commodities tested in the PDP survey had residues below the allowable EPA tolerances for those substances. That means that 99% of the food examined by USDA has either no pesticide residue or had minimal levels of residue that fell within or below the EPA's tolerance levels for any given pesticide product. Only 1.25% of the samples tested had residue levels exceeding the tolerance. About 45.2% of the samples had no detectable residue at all. Are you a grower who works with anhydrous ammonia on the farm in Illinois? Illinois growers or grower-farmer operators who transport or apply anhydrous ammonia or maintain anhydrous ammonia equipment are now required to participate in a free, certified grower training approved by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The new requirement applies to growers as well as all grower family members, full-time and part-time hired help, and anyone else providing anhydrous ammonia services at no fee who would transport or apply anhydrous ammonia or maintain the equipment. Training must be completed by April 1, 2022, followed by a refresher training every 3 years. The training will cover properties of ammonia, safe operating practices, what to do if a leak or emergency occurs, personal protective equipment and first aid, and transportation safety. The Illinois Department of Agriculture worked closely with the Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Illinois Corn Growers Association, and the Illinois Soybean Association to develop the module. This training platform provides a source for new information and continuing education to keep farmers and citizens safe. For online training, go to the Illinois Department of Agriculture website for more information. Illinois Farm Bureau will host virtual Rules for the Road transportation seminars for its members in 2021. These seminars will focus on transportation laws and regulations as they pertain to the agriculture industry. Rodney Knittle, Illinois Farm Bureau Assistant Director of Transportation and Infrastructure, along with enforcement professionals, will discuss new and old trucking rules and regulations and how they pertain specifically to farmers. Representatives from enforcement agencies such as the Illinois Department of Transportation and the Illinois State Police will participate in the virtual meetings to discuss the rules and issues they see most often from farmers. There will be an opportunity for participants to submit questions they may have. Online meeting dates available are February 23rd at 9:30 a.m. or February 25th at 6:30 p.m. Farmers can register with Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 or drop us an email at mcfb@frontiernet.net to participate in the Rules for the Road meeting. Pre-registration is required, and it is free to attend. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 21-22 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.